Yeah, welcome everyone. The Good and Bad Podcast Show. Jeff Etienne. And let's just jump right into it. One of the things that I had, you know, asked myself, you know, being quarantined, you know, you know, gives you time to do a lot of thinking. And, you know, besides the fact that I've done a lot of reflecting on, you know, everything that I went through in the past, you know, all the mistakes, you know, that I made. You know, I also think about, you know, how did I make those mistakes? Why did I make those mistakes? How those mistakes could have been avoided. And, you know, like they say, hindsight is 20/20. And if y'all don't know what that means, then shame on you and go look it up. But hindsight is 20/20. And I'm kind of glad that this quarantine happened because it gave me a lot of time to work on my anger. You know what I mean? Because I did notice, like, you know, I had anger issues. You know what I mean? And, you know, one of the anger issues, really the main anger issue was I'm quick to retaliate. You know what I mean? I'm like real quick to retaliate. Somebody comes at me, you know, I always look at it like, you know what? You know, I ain't trying to be the bigger person. You know what I mean? Like, you come at me, you disrespect me. Well, boom, I'm coming for you. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do whatever I want. I have to do. I'm going to say whatever I have to say, whatever I want to say. And like, there's like no limit to what I will say just to get to you, get to the core of you. Now, I'm not saying that that's right for me to do. And I'm not saying, you know, that's okay for me to do. I'm just saying that's how I was. And, you know, like I said, during the quarantine, it made me, you know, think back on all the stuff that I did. And, you know, and I regret a lot of it. A lot of it I regret. A lot of it I'm remorseful. And a lot of it, you know, I do apologize for. I'll have to keep it real. And I'll say there are things that I'm not sorry about. I'm not remorseful for. And I'm just like, you know, I'm glad I didn't. I don't take it back. There are some. You know what I mean? But there's a lot more things that I am sorry for than there are of the things that I'm not sorry for. But that's a whole other topic. But one of the questions that I asked myself and I just kept pondering on is, and I think a lot of people probably ask this question, and that's, you know, what is love? Like, what is the true definition, the true meaning, the purest form of the word love? You know, I personally feel as if, like, you know, everybody has their own definition of the word love. And, you know, and I'm talking true love. Because, you know, people always, you know, people have different types of love. Like, the same love you have for your child is different, in my opinion, is different from the type of love you would have for your brother, your sister, your aunt, uncle, mom, dad. And also different than the type of love you would have for a best friend or for a friend. And a lot of times you hear people say, you know what I mean? You'll either say, I love him or her, or I got love for him or her. Or the other thing they say is, I love him or her, but I'm not in love with him or her. So what is your definition of love? One of the big things that I've personally, you know, experienced, have noticed with other people, have, you know, picked up on and all that stuff, is that Everybody has their own definition of love. And if you've noticed, when people get into relationships and they get what they would say is they fall in love with that person, it changes them. You see it all the time. Like, when somebody gets into a relationship, they change. Now, I can go on and on and on and on about it on how they change, but I don't want to just drag this whole show out about it. You know, I'll give a few examples, but one of the things I probably noticed, you've either experienced it, you've either done it, or you've had it done to you, where, you know, you get into a relationship with a man or a woman, and then everything becomes, your whole world is revolved around that man or woman. And you stop doing the everyday things that, you know, you were doing before him or her, you know, hanging out with your friends, going out and doing the things that you normally do. Now it's just, like you said, now it's just all about him or her. You know, it's wanting to be with that person. You stop hanging out, you know, your friends start, you know, start noticing that too. Like, yo, you're different. We used to hang out. We used to be cool. You know what I mean, your attitude may change, and all the sacrifices you make is for, you know, him or her. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay to make, you know, to make sacrifices for the person you're with, you know, for a relationship. But what kind of sacrifice? If it's a sacrifice that benefits the both of you, and it's going to, you know, make the relationship stronger and better in a good way, then there's nothing wrong with that. It's when you start making the type of sacrifices that is only beneficial for just that person that you're in a relationship with. That's when it becomes, you know, an issue. And then you notice, you know, the other thing is when, I know men and women do this too, but a lot of times it's mostly women who go through this, you know, what I'm about to say. And it's the women who put up with a man who either constantly cheats on them or disrespects them or even abuses them. And you would always ask, why, like, you know, why are you putting up with that? Like, why you allow him to get away with it and all that stuff? And it's always because I love him. So then you ask yourself, what kind of love is that? What kind of love is that you allow him to do all these things to you? So now it's a one-sided love then, because if he really truly loves you, he's not going to be, you know, constantly cheating on you. And let me clarify something. I don't mean it where, all right, he cheated on you one time, and then you know what? All right, hey, he don't love you, or she don't love you, because, you know, she cheated on you one time. There are, you know, people out there, and I've had the conversation with them, when they say, nah, once he or she cheats, that's it, that's done, all trust has been lost, you know, and all that stuff. And you know what? To be honest with you, I'm gonna be honest, I don't truly believe that. I don't. I believe that we all mess up. We do. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. We're all human. And, you know, people have their own beliefs as to, if a man really truly loves you, he won't cheat on you. It's not that simple. It really isn't. It's not so black and white. But if that's something that you truly believe in, then who am I to tell you you're wrong? You know, I'll never tell somebody they're wrong in what they believe in. You know, their belief is their belief. I'm just more of the, like, all right, you know, if that's what you believe in, then that's fine. Cool. I believe in something different. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to have a conversation about that, because we won't see eye to eye. That's like, you know, somebody who's religious and then an atheist. A religious person and atheist are not going to have conversation. All right. Because a religious person is strong in their religion, strong, and you can't change their mind for nothing in the world. And the atheist person, they're strong with being an atheist, and you're not going to change their mind and prove to them, you know, why, you know, they should believe in a God or whatever. That's the way I feel about when people have their own beliefs. You know what I mean? I may ask, like, why is it you think that way or you feel that way? And if they ask me, why do I think you feel that way? You know, I'll tell them, but I'll never try and, you know, persuade or convince somebody to think differently. So I do truly believe, like, if a guy cheats or a woman cheats one time, like I said, I'm not telling you to, you know, you get cheated on, then right off rip. All right, you know what? You cheated. He or she said she made a mistake. Okay, cool. All is forgiven. Boom. Let's just move past it. Let's just do. No. I remember I said this in a podcast before where I said, you know what? Sit down and have a conversation. Don't be so quick to first pull other people into your, you know, your problem. You know what I mean? Don't be so quick to pull, you know, your people in a problem. And if people do get pulled into it, you know what I mean? You should be the one to tell them, like, yo, listen, like, fall back, you know, mind your business. You may not say mind your business. I'm the type to be like, yo, mind your business. You know what I mean? Let me handle this. But tell them, like, yo, fall back. Let me handle this. Let me get to the bottom of this. And that's when I say, yo, sit down and have a conversation with that person. I'm talking about a deep-rooted conversation. Don't just say, why'd you do it? You know what I mean? How many times did you do it with him or her? Like, no, like, you sit down and, like, me personally, I would sit down and I'd be like, yo, so, all right, when did this start? You know what I mean? When did it start? How did it start? Why did it start? How long was this going for? What was it about our relationship that made you want to go look, you know, but stray, go outside of the relationship and talk to another, and, you know, and talk to another woman? You know, you got to do that. And you got to ask, hey, was it something I did or didn't do? And then obviously you got to say to him, well, here are the stuffs you did and didn't do. You know, you know, there's been too many times where it's like, all right, he or she cheated. He or she's the biggest piece of shit. And then boom, done. How was that love? In my opinion, how was that love? Does that really show true love? Cause I truly believe when you're truly in love with someone, true love does not make you automatically say, yo, I quit. I'm done with this person. I definitely do say maybe the second time that they do that, then it's like, all right, you know what? The first time was probably a mistake. The second time was a choice. You chose to do that. But when you're truly in love with somebody, I truly believe, you know, you sit down, you fight for that relationship. Now, I don't mean fight throughout the whole relationship to keep the relationship going. I'm just saying with just one instance, and that one instance is the cheating aspect. Because we are human. We do make mistakes. We are no different than technology. Technology fucks up. And who creates technology? Human beings. So as human beings, we mess up. We make mistakes. So how many of y'all can actually say, yeah, you know what? I was in a relationship one time and, you know, he or she cheated on me. We got to the bottom of it. We stayed together and it's been all good since. You know, because the other thing I do say is if you're going to give that person a second chance, you know, you got to give him or her a second chance with an open mind. You can't just be like, all right, well, you know what? I don't trust him or her. I'm going to question everything and I'm going to and this and that. You know what I mean? You got to say to yourself, like, all right, you know what? I'm going to give him or her, you know, another chance, because that's what true love is. And by the way, I'm not trying to say I'm a relationship expert, because I'm far, far from a relationship expert. And I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm a psychologist. I know all about love. No, no. I am speaking from my point of view, what I believe in. You know what I mean? From the stuff that I've experienced, from the stuff that I've read and believed and all that stuff. That's it. So I'm not coming off like, yo, I know it all. Nah. You know what I mean? I know what I know. That's it. So true love is, you know what? That person made a mistake. I'm going to allow that person to make up for that mistake. I'm going to allow that person to prove he or she loves me. And trust me, if that person truly do loves you like he or she says he or she does, then trust and believe that person will do everything and anything to show that. You feel me? That person will go through, you know, hell and high waters. They'll walk through hell with gasoline, you know, with gasoline boots and drawers on just to prove that. That it was a mistake, that the mistake they made was a mistake, and that they truly love you and want to be with you and have this relationship work. Okay, so there's that aspect of it. The other, well, before I move on, if you're quick to just be like, all right, you know what, he or she cheated on me, I'm done. You truly didn't really love that person. Yes, I do believe that. Absolutely. People may think differently, and that's okay. You could think differently because that's what you believe. But who's right and who's wrong? We don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm right. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. We don't know. We all talk from experience. We all talk from what we've experienced and from what we've witnessed. Feel me? So, like I said, if you're just quick to just move on, like, oh, he or she cheated on me, I'm done, bye, meh. Or he or she did this or that, made this mistake, and I'm done with that person. You truly didn't love that person. Let's be real. Come on. Can we be honest? Can we be honest and can we be real and just say you didn't? You didn't love that person. You know what I mean? So the other, you know, aspect of, you know, the thing that I want to talk about, like the whole love thing. Everybody, you know, like I said, everybody has their own definition of it. You hear all the time, or you've probably experienced or know somebody who, like, they were in a relationship and the person they're in a relationship with kills him or her. And I'm not glorifying that. And if anybody thinks, hey, you know what, if you're going to glorify that, Jeff, and I was just going to talk about, do me a favor. Turn this podcast off and you don't ever have to listen to me for as long as I have this podcast going. You don't ever have to listen to me. But what I'm saying is, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. All right. What I'm saying is there are guys or women who kill their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife. And then they say, because I loved her. What kind of love is that? And then you'll hear people say, yo, that's a twisted kind of love, or that's a fucked up kind of love. But okay, but are you listening to yourself? You just said it's a twisted kind of love. That's a fucked up type of love. But at the end of the day, what's at the end of that? L-O-V-E, love. So it's still love. It's some type of love. So that just right there goes to show and prove to you that love is a, there's many definitions to it. There's many examples of it. It's no, you know, you also got to look at it like, you know, and I know some people might not agree with this. You also got to agree with it where when you have the love for something, you keep going hard for it and you'll do anything for it. Like, for instance, for the love of money. If anybody has seen the movie New Jack City, if you haven't, go see it for real. It's a classic. It's a gangster classic movie. One of my all-time favorite movies. But to the soundtrack of it, there's a song called For the Love of Money. People will kill, you know, will kill one another. For the love of money, people will rob their own mothers. And it goes, money, money. You know what I mean? If y'all know it, y'all know it. But listen to those lyrics. For the love of money, you'll do anything for it. You got people robbing. You got people stealing. You got people selling drugs. You got people, you know, you got women selling, you know, well, men and women selling their ass for it, prostituting, stripping, you know, doing all types of stuff for money. They have OnlyFans pages. They got porno sites. They got everything. Ultimately, that all comes down to for the love of money. Do you really think these people are out here like, yo, I'm, you know, like, do you really hear women saying, yo, I'm selling my pussy because I love to do that. I just love to sell my pussy. You know what I mean? They're doing it for the money because it's quick, easy cash, and it's a lot of it. We got people, you know, I know people who are drug dealers and who was like, yo, I make $1,000 a night. Yo, why you do it? Yo, psh, I make $1,000 a night. On a good day, yo, I make like $2,500 a night. Or they'll say I make $5,000 a week. Okay, so that comes down to for the love of the money. Yep. And then you got people who play sports and they go through everything. Like I'll tell you, with me personally, for the love of sports, no matter how many times I got injured, and we're talking about fractured ankle, broken collarbone, torn bicep, sprained ankle, sprained fingers, one of my lungs almost collapsed. The list goes on and on and on and on for playing sports, football, basketball. And no matter what, no matter how many times, no matter how many surgery, two knee surgeries back to back. You know, one knee surgery in 2017 and then another knee surgery in 2018. And no matter what, you know what? I went right back to playing that sport. You know why? Because I love playing football. I love playing basketball. I love reffing. I put up with all the mental, verbal abuse. I put up with it. And you know what? At the end of the day, I brush it off my shoulders and I walk out of that gym wherever I'm reffing with my head up high. I almost got jumped after a tournament that I did. I did a tournament and I had like, I'm not going to get into the story of it, but I had like five dudes follow me. I got into the car. They surrounded me. You know what I'm saying? They surrounded me and yo, they were trying to jump me. They were like, yo, get out the car. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, listen, I'll fight anybody one-on-one up and up, but I ain't stupid enough to try and fight five dudes. That is a battle I'm not going to win. And you never know what can happen. I could get hit in the head and end up a vegetable, or worse, I can end up dead. I can end up paralyzed. I can end up fucked up. I could lose an eyesight. You know, my teeth, you never know. So, yo, fuck all that. So I was just like, yo, I'm out. You know what I mean? But guess what? I went right back to that same spot and reffed again. For the love. Right? I apologize if y'all feel like, yo, he's going off track. You know what I mean? But I'm explaining the deep depth of that definition of the word love. So with all that I said, it's the same thing with a relationship. When you're in love with somebody, yo, you'll do pretty much. Obviously, there are lines that are drawn, but you'll pretty much do anything for that person. You know what I'm saying? You'll do anything for him or her. You're willing to go through, like I said before, hell and high waters. If you've ever noticed, when you get married, the pastor, priest or whatever, will ask you, you know what I mean? Will you love this person through good times, bad times, sickness and health, richer or poorer, or till death do you part? Because that's what love is. Now, I don't mean go and help this person commit murders, commit crimes, and go and help them bury a dead body and anything negative like that. I don't say you should go and do that. But at the same time, people who have done that, it's because they did it because they were in love. They loved that person. So at the end of the day, it comes down to love. Bonnie and Clyde. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen the movie Natural Born Killers? Mickey and Mallory? Serial killers together? Love. You know what I mean? And I'm going to repeat this again. I'm not saying I agree with it. And I'm not saying that's the true definition of it. No. What I'm saying is, that's their definition. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own definition. And who says we're right? Who says we're wrong? I mean, that's what it is. Like me personally, sorry for my silence. If you hear me being silenced, that's just me thinking. I'm like, yo, you know, think before you say anything. Can I truly ever say that I've been truly in love deep down, depth of it? I can say now I am. You know what I mean? Have I ever experienced it in the past with any of my exes? No. I thought I did. But in the end, I thought about it and said, no, I wasn't in love. Because the arguments that I had gotten into, the fights, I was just like, yo, man, get the fuck over it, yo. You ain't got nothing to say to you. Or I would be so defensive and combative, or when I would break up, you know what I mean? When I would break up with them over a situation, an issue, whatever the case may be, I never fought fought to get back with, you know, with her. I never fought to get back with her. I never tried getting back with her. I left it like, ah, yo, whatever. Keep it moving. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? You're easily replaced like a battery. You know what I mean? A battery dies. What do you do with the battery? You take the battery out, throw it in the garbage, get another one. It's nothing. That's how I looked at it back then. So that's how I knew, like, Jeff, you weren't in love. But the problem was, I was using that word very loosely. I would just loosely would easily just be like, yeah, oh yeah, I love you. I love you too. And stuff like that. I know now at my age, I'm 39. You know what I mean? I know now at my age, if I tell a woman that I love her, I truly mean, yo, I love you. And you know, there have been too many times where I would hear, you know, a woman like say, you know, I love you. Like, oh, do you really love me though? Like, you're truly, it's a different kind of love, Jeff. It's, you know what I mean? It's, I got love for you. If you have love for me, then you don't love me. It's a big difference. You know what I mean? Yo, I got love for you. And then I love you. And then I'm in love with you. Me, I love, obviously, my family. You know what I mean? I love, you know what I mean, my children. I got good friends who I love, but being in love with somebody and then saying to them, I love you. So you'll never hear me tell a woman that I love her unless I'm truly in love with her. And my truly being in love with you and then telling you I love you means that I'm willing to go through hell with you. I'm willing to go through hell. This is my definition of it. I'm willing to go through hell with you. I'm willing to do everything and anything for you. I'm willing to make sacrifices for you. I'm willing to, you know, blood, sweat, tears, broken bones, scars, all that stuff for you. Because love to me has no boundaries. Love to me doesn't have stipulations. The only thing that I won't do is like, you know, you go and commit a murder and then you tell me like, you'll help me bury the body. Like, not doing that, because everybody gets caught and I'm an accessory. I'm automatically getting 5 years. That's 5 years I don't have, you know, have time to give up. You know what I mean? I got a family to take care of. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like I said, it has, there's no stipulation on it. You know, like there's no, like, there's only very little boundary, you know what I mean, for me. So, you know, at the end of the day, we all have our, I guess, our own definition, you mean, of the word love. But you got guys who, and women too, who are willing to like fight other men and women because he or she did something to their boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to, you know, or I'm going to fuck her up. You have guys who are sitting in jail because they committed a murder because a guy was fucking with their girlfriend. That to them was because I did it. They say I did it because I love her. I would do anything for her. And then, like I said, then you got the guys who were like messed up in the head, or even the women who go and, you know, who go and kill their husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. And I've heard them say, I killed him or her because I loved her so much that I could not bear to see him or her with anyone else. So if I couldn't have her, I did not want anyone else to have her, because my heart truly could not handle seeing him or her with someone else. So to me, the best way for that, to save myself, my heart, my feelings, was to kill her. Is that right? I'm not saying it's right. No, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying what they said and their definition of the love. It's a messed up love, but at the end of the day, it's still love. So that's pretty much it, man. Like, I can go on and on, you know, about this, but I'm not going to have y'all sitting here listening to me just keep babbling about this, about love. But yeah, I got my truest, you know, definition of it. Tune in next time. Next conversation is going to be titled, I'm Just Not That Into You. All right. I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm pretty sure y'all all know what that means. So it's going to be about me breaking down the experiences I've had and where I wasn't into them, and the things that I did, you know, signs for them to have seen that, like, oh yeah, he's not that into me. He don't care. You know, until then, yo, stay safe in this quarantine. You know what I mean? Stay strong, stay safe, stay sane, and stay busy. Until next time.